Daf Nun Dalad. A good Chodesh, everyone. So we got to, we're in the middle of this conversation back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and the two others who were with him, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Bar Chana, about the exactly what Rabbi Yochanan had said. I said it yesterday, but really it was a discussion whether Rabbi Yochanan was talking about saying Havdalah Motzei Yom Kippur or not Motzei Yom Kippur. That was part of the confusion. So the Gemara says now in Daf Nun Dalad and Aleph, so V'inu, three lines down, V'inu Kiman Savruah, who do they hold like? Ki had Amr Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mevarchan Al Haor Bein Motzei Shabbos Bein Motzei Yom Kippurim V'chein Amadavar. So they were describing before that the only time one says Havdalah or at least Barimir or Eish is after Motzei Shabbos. But they felt otherwise based on this comment of Rabbi Yochanan that you would say the bracha of Barimir or Eish Bein Bein Motzei Shabbos Bein Bein Motzei Yom Kippurim V'chein Amadavar. Again, that is the practice, that's the minog to say a Havdalah after Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says Meisive Ein Mevarchan Al Haor El Bein Motzei Shabbos Hol V'tchilas Briyasahu. We only say the bracha of Eish on Motzei Shabbos, because that's the birthday, the weekly birthday. The Chayvin Shiroa Mivarech Miyad, once a person sees it, he should say the bracha immediately, even though he doesn't have the besamim, he doesn't have a kosher bracha yet. The moment you see Eish, you should say Eish right away, even if you're walking home, let's say, and there's a fire that's lit, you should say the bracha. When you get home, you say the rest of it. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sodun Alakos, you should actually wait until you have all the brachas, besamim, Eish, and Agafen all together, and you should wait to be Sodun Alakos. Vama Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ku Rabbi Yehuda, we pascha Rabbi Yehuda, that you wait to have everything together. So either way, you see, the initial brisa said, you only say the bracha Motzei Shabbos. You don't say the bracha Eish on Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur. And so Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction, kan be'or sheshavas, kan be'or hayotze min ha'etzim min ha'avanim. When it comes to a light, that fire that comes from Eitzim and Avanim that you create new, that's only Shaykh Motzei Shabbos because it's the birthday of the creation of the fire. But on Yom Kippur, if you were to strike a new match, a new fire, you wouldn't say the Brach of Eish and Motzei Yom Kippur. Only if it's a fire that was lit from before Yom Kippur and you let it light throughout Yom Kippur and you didn't get Hana from it, that's the type of fire that's needed to say the Brach of Eish and Yom Kippur. So we know on Motzei Yom Kippur, you're supposed to leave a fire lit from the beginning before Yom Kippur to afterwards. That's what you're supposed to use for Yom Kippur. But if you don't have that, you can't strike a new match. That's not going to work for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara then says, what? So if you look at Rashi, two lines from the top, says, Be'or Sheshavas, this is what you have to use for Motzei Yom Kippur. Shehaya b'Shabbos Shedalak Hayom, it was lit, it was staying lit during the entire day. U'mikomakom mimlechas Avera Shavas, but you didn't violate any Avera, Shedalak Beheter, you lit it, Rashi is a little bit of a chiddush here, but you lit it on Yom Kippur, let's say, Kigon Shechaya v'Shel Choliv, it was a need, or Osha Ner Hadalak Me'er Yom Kippur, or was lit from beforehand, it didn't violate any Isser. Mevarchin af b'Motzei Yom Kippurim. Why? That he bracha mishum didaver chidushulo shonena min haor hayom. The fact that you held back from getting any hana while it was available for you, and now it's a new hana that's available Motzei Yom Kippur. That's what the bracha is. But to say a bracha on a new fire that didn't exist, that's a bracha of Motzei Shabbos, where you're celebrating the birthday, the creation of it. But here you're celebrating a shvisa from that particular fire. That's the chidush, and that's how we paskin. The Gemara then says, point out that there's a machlokis in the brises. Tani chada, or hayotim min ha'etzim, umin ha'avanim mevarchan alav. Some say that light that you are able to strike new from rubbing rocks together or wood, you do say a bracha, the tani chada ain mevarchan alav, and others say you don't say a bracha. What's the difference? It's not a stira. Lokasha, kan v'motzei Shabbos, kan Motzei Yom Kippurim. As we said before, Motzei Shabbos, you have to strike a new match to create a new fire, but Yom Kippur, that's dafka, the type of fire that you can't use. You can't say the bracha on Eish on that type of fire. Has to be one, or Sheshavas. So Gemara now said what we said above, that Rebbe Mifazran, Rebbe Chia Mechansan. What do you mean Mifazran? Mifazran means that he was very quick, or separated, he dispersed, literally. That when he saw ha'esh, he saw a fire right away, he'd say the bracha immediately, and he wouldn't wait till later on to be machnezem, mefazen. He'd say a bracha here, then he saw the, and then besamim, he'd say a bracha besamim later on, and then hagafim later on, everything was dispersed. But according to Rabbi Chiya Mechansen, he would gather them together, and once they're all ready, say them in alakos, which is what we do. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, afa pishu Rebbe mefazen. Even the Rebbe would say the bracha each time whenever he had it available to him, he'd say the ha'esh first, and then besamim later on. He would then repeat it again later on to be Motzei's children. So there's a discussion here whether Bnei Beso includes women or not. Sometimes Bnei Beso sounds like children. Some Rishonim say that it even includes women. They're also called Bnei Beso. While other Rishonim argue that Bnei Beso does not include the women. It gets to the question whether women are Chayv Navdala or not Chayv Navdala. Whether it's part of Shabbos or Havdalah is part of the Ases of Shabbos. So women are Chayv. The Chayv in Ases of Shabbos. The Chayv in Los Ases. So they're Chayv Havdalah. But if Dalah is considered a separate mitzvah outside of Shabbos, so then women would not be chayvin because of mitzvah aseh shazman grama. So this is a machlokas rishonim, but partially based on how to read this gemara here, b'nei beso. Furthermore, the Ritva points out, when the father would come home and say to him again, he'd be chozer v'motzi b'nei beso, would he also say the bracha of a besomim or not? Because when it comes to birchas hanenin, you cannot be motzi a person if you are not if you already were yotze. So the Ritva says, no, it doesn't include besomim. You can't be motzi them besomim. The Miri says, you can be motzi them besomim. Why? Isn't besomim a bracha birchas hanenin? And the answer is that once is a chiv, not chiv, once the practice is to say besamim as part of Havdalah, it becomes a chiv. It's part of the institution of Havdalah, and it's like a chiv, and you can go ahead and be moti them. So the big nafkamina, halacha maisa, in the past year, people who can't smell. If you can't smell, can you be moti someone else at bracha besamim, which of course was very relevant and is still relevant. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you can be motzi b'nei beso even though you can't smell. Why? Because it's a chiv. You can be motzi someone. If I'm not obligated, but I can motzi someone else, it works. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, many achrim argue on the Shulchan Aruch that birchas besamim is a birchas hanenin, and if you can't get hana, you couldn't be motzi others. So that's there's a lot more to talk about that, but that's the basic discussion. So now the Gemara discusses the Matzah Shabbos Ibri. Is it really true that fire was created on Matzah Shabbos? Vatani, the Brisa says, Asar Dvar Nivru Be'er Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. There are 10 items created Bein Hashmashos. Elohein Be'er V'Haman V'Keshes, right? The Be'er Mayim of Miriam, the Mon, the Keshes, the rainbow, the concept of rainbows, Ksav U'Michtav. Rashi is 2 days what Ksav U'Michtav means. Rashi first says, Ksav refers to what we call the letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and so on. And Michtav is how it's written. And the second day is Ksav is not how it's written. Michtav is a pen. So these things were created Ben Hashmashos Erev Shabbos. Haluchos, Luchos Yishonos, that is, because Luchos Shnias Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. The Kivre Shemoshe, the kever where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Umara Shamed Ba Moshe Eliyahu, the cave in which Moshe and Eliyahu stood in. Psichas Pia Asan, the donkey that spoke, the Bilam's donkey. Upsichas Pia Aretz Levlo Eser Hasharim, the ground that swallowed up Karach Vadaso. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Mishim Aviv, he quoted from his father Afa Or Vaperet, even the light, even fire, was created Erev Shabbos. That's going to be our question. Parrot is a mule, was created Erev Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Yoshia Omer Mishim Aviv Af Ha'ayel Vashamir, the ram of the Kedis Yitzchak and the Shamir, which was used to help chisel through the stones for the building of the base of Megdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hatzeves. Hatzeves is a tongs. Huaya Omer said that the tongs must have been created. Why? Because Tzipsa B'Tzipsa Misabda. The way you make tongs, you have to hold another pair of tongs to hold it into the fire. So if one is holding another one to let it burn and to shape it, so who made the first one? So it must be, the Gemara says, that Tapsa B'Tapsa Misabda V'Tapsa Kamais Man Avad. Who made the first one? Ha Lav Bria B'Dei Shemaim. Is it not a B'Dei Shemaim? There comes Baruch, who made the first Tapsa. And Amar Le Efshir Yasana B'Tefus V'Yikvenu. No, it's possible to still make one without the tongs, but you can actually have it in a certain mold and put the mold in the fire. That can also shape it, so it's not necessarily from Shemaim. Kevin Halai Bria D'Bei Adami. Actually, the first one was made by men. Either way, we have from this a whole list of things that were created Ben Hashmashos Erev Shabbos. And one of them is Or, fire. But we said before Matzah Shabbos is the creation, is the birthday of Or. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Hub Or Didan, Hub Or Digehenim. One is the light that we use, our fire, and one is the light of Gehenim. Or Didan was Matzah Shabbos that Adam Arishon created, or Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to create it. And Or Digehenim was Erev Shabbos. So that's the difference. The fire of Gehenim versus the fire that we use. So the Gemara says, really? V'Or Digehenim Erev Shabbos? Ibri was created Erev Shabbos, the fire of Gehenim. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Shiva Devarim Nivru Kodem Shenivra Olam. 7 things were created before the world was created. V'Eluhein, Torah, V'Tshuva, V'Gan Eden, V'Gehenim, V'Kisya Kavod, Beis HaMikdash, V'Shmosha Mashiach. The Gemara is going to bring a riot for each of these 7. Torah, Dichsev Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko. It was the beginning, Reishis Darko, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Torah predated the world. Tshuva, Dichsev Biterim Harim Yuladu, before the world, before the mountains were created, it was created. Dichsev Teshev Enosh Adaka, a person should do tshuva, that same parak. The Tomer Tshuva B'nei Adam, so that's, we see tshuva was also predated to the creation of the world. Gan Eden, Dichsev Vayite Hashem Elkim, Gan B'ei Edem B'kedem, beforehand. Gehenim, Dichsev Ki Aruch Me'esmol Tiftak, that it was created yesterday before the creation of the world, that was Gehenim, that's our question. Kitzei kavod beis hamikdash yichsev. Kitzei kavod marom merishon from the beginning. Makom mikdashenu. So the base of mikdash and the kitzei kavod was created merishon from before the world. And finally, shemo shemashiach yichsev yehi shemo leolam lifnei shemesh. Yinon shemo's name's yinon. It was before lifnei shemesh. So these are seven proofs that these seven things were created. One of them is Gehenim. So how can we suggest the Or of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos when this Brisa says it was created before the world, even before day one of the world? So the Gemara says, no, Amri Chalala hu denivra kodem shenivra olam v'or didei b'Erev Shabbos. The cavity, the area, the space of Gehenim was created before the world, but the fire was only infused in that Chalal Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara says, still, that's not satisfactory. Because v'or didei b'Erev Shabbos, Ibri, is it true that the fire of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos? V'atani, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi Omer, or Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'sheini B'Shabbos, Ein Lo Kviya Li'olam. The fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the Or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the second day of creation, cannot be extinguished. Shenemar, V'yotzevru B'pigrei HaNashim HaPoshim, B, ki tolasem lo samas v'ishem lo sichba. The fire of those who are sinning will never go out, will never be extinguished. And that took place on Yom Sheni. So v'amar b'banav reder b'yala, mipnei malo nemar ki tov v'sheni b'shabbos. Rashi quotes on Torah. Why does it not say ki tov on the creation of the second day of the world? Mipnei shenivra bo or shagenim. Since the fire of Gehenim was created, it wasn't, we couldn't call the day ki tov. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, v'yavo pishalo netmar bo kitov, even though it wasn't said kitov on Yom Sheni, chazir v'kalo b'shishi, it was included on the sixth day, shenemar, v'yar al-kimasa kalashe asavi, hinei tov me'od, the double lashon tov me'od, is a reference back to even Yom Sheni was tov, but they left it out explicitly Yom Sheni, because the Or of Gehenna was created on Yom Sheni. So now that doesn't that be a problem, because initially we suggested the Chalala was created before the world, and the Or of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos, but now we see the Or of Gehenim was created really on Yom Sheni, not Erev Shabbos. So Ella Chalala Kodem Shenivra Olam, the Chalala was created before the world was created. V'Or Didei B'Sheni Shabbos, the fire was put into the Gehenim on the second day of the week. And Or Didon Hours B'Machshava Ola Libaros Be'Erev Shabbos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to. He had the thought to create an Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos. That's what the Brisa referred to before, that the Or was created Bein HaShmashos, but it was only B'machshava, but Lamaisa Lo Nivra Ad Matzei Shabbos, but it wasn't actually created until Matzei Shabbos. The Tani, the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Alu B'machshava Li Baros Be'Erev Shabbos, two items. Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create Erev Shabbos, the Lo Nivra Ad Matzei Shabbos, and he only made it, had it created Matzei Shabbos. Uve Matzei Shabbos, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'adam HaRishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the das to create something new, main dugma shomala, a little bit of a das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behavi shnei avadim, he took two rocks of a tachlun to bazu, he rubbed them next to each other with each other, v'yotzim an or, a spark and a fire came out. Behavi shnei behemos v'hirkiv zu mezu, he took two animals, a horse and a donkey, v'yotzim an parrot and out came a mule. So we see from this, in the end of the day, the Matzei Shabbos was the time that the Or was created. It was only Erev Shabbos that had the machshava of the Or, but it didn't take place until actually Matzei Shabbos. So now Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Pered Bimei Anahaya. He felt that even though we have 2 days right now, when the mule was created, earlier we had said it was at Bein HaShmashos, and now we're saying it's Matzei Shabbos, and that's not a steer because the Machshava was Erev Shabbos, and then Matzei Shabbos was the Lamaisa. But based according to this statement now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it wasn't actually created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even by Adam HaRishon. It was created by Ana later on. So who's Ana? Bimei Ana. Bimei Ana Haya Shenemar, but who Ana Asher Matzei Es HaYamim B'Midbar? So she was the Ana who was found in the days of the Midbar. Dorshe Chamuros Hayu Omrim. Ana Pasul Haya. Figach Hevi Psul Yom. Ana came from an illicit relationship. And since she herself was Pasul, so she brought a Psul, a parrot, into the world. How do we know she herself was a Pasul? Shenamar says, Eila B'nei Sayer HaChori. It says that if you go on the list here, we need the rest of the Pasuk here. It says that she was, Ana was one of them. And her brother was, where did the Pasuk go? You go, Tzivon v'Ana, they were brother and sisters in that first pasuk. Because if Eilu b'nei Tzivon v'ayav Ana, that she was the child of Tzivon. How could she be both a brother and the child of Tzivon? Must be. So the Gemara says, Ela melamed shebat Tzivon al imo. Tzivon was ba'al imo, but holy b'menu Ana. So Ana was Tzivon's daughter, but they're also half brother and sister because they shared the same mother. So she was a psul, and therefore she brought a psul into the world. That's what he holds. So Gemara says, "V'dilma tre anahavu." Maybe that's not a Raya Shu's puzzle. Maybe the two different psukim, there was an Anna who was both, one Anna who was a brother of Tzivon, and maybe there's another Anna that was a daughter of Tzivon, but two different people. Who said that they're one and the same? So the Gemara says, Amarava Amina Milsa Deshavar Malkala Amra. I'm going to say something that not even the Shavar Malka, who's like the Persian king, which is a reference to Umanu Shmuel. Shmuel is called the king, as Rashi points out on the very bottom here, that Shmuel is called the king because he was a baki in the Dine Choshe Mishpa. And anything he said was correct, as if the king said it. So I'm going to tell you something that not even someone as great as Shmuel said. And Ikadami, others say that Amar Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shavar Malka, I'm going to say something that even the Shavar Malka didn't say. Umanu Rava, he's referring to Rava. What was the statement? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hu Ana. What do you mean, Hu Ana? Hu Ana de Mekara. Hu Ana, it's the same Ana that's mentioned in the other Pasuk to just underscore the fact that this was the one and only one Ana. It was the same person. She was both a daughter of Tzivon and also the sister of Tzivon, telling us that she was Pasul. And that was the Chiddush that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel felt, that she was also the one who brought a Pered into the world. There's a lot of interesting things to say here. I just want to say one piece that Derech Chaim points out here, that the concept of Ben HaShemashos, that things were created Ben HaShemashos, were higher level than that was created during the rest of the week. And the reason is because Ben HaShemashos is already getting into the Kedusha of Shabbos. But at the same time, since Shabbos had not yet begun, Kodesh Baruch Hu starts to create things. He's always creating things. So that which was created during Ben HaShemashos are things of the highest level, he explains. If you go down the list, the Be'er, the Man, the Keshis, the Luchos, and all those were things that are quasi-Kadosh, that's what he points out here. So now the Gemara says, last five lines of the Amud here, Tani Rabban. The Baraita teaches us that Asar Dvarim, Nivru Be'er Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos. There were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos, as we listed. We're going to go through them again now. That Ve'elohen, Be'er, Man, Ve'keshes, Haksav, Va'michtav, Va'luchos, Kivro Shem Moshe, U'ma'ara Shamed Bo Moshe Ve'elio, Psichas Pia Ason, Psichas Pia Arts Levlas Rasham. V'yesh Amim, there are those who add on, Af Mokalo Shel Aaron Shekeda Brachel, the stick that Aaron put in Parshas Korach, that was proving that he was the chosen Kohen Gadol. V'yesh Amim, Af HaMazikin, even the various Mazikin, the various demons and Shadim. V'yesh Amim, others say, Af, so to the big though, Shal Adam Arishon, which Rashi gives a little bit of history about, that had the picture of all the animals on it, which is passed on to Nimrod. Esav killed Nimrod to take it for himself. So that was what's called the pasuk refers to, he was Gibor Tzayid, because he was able to hunt, because he had the special clothing, the special clothing from Adam that scared away all the different animals. So these are the items that are created Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos. So Gemara now says, Tani Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim Mechusin Mibnei Adam. There are seven things that are hidden from man's understanding. The Elohim, Yom HaMisa, when he's going to die. Yom HaNachama, when he'll receive comfort for something. Omek Adin, the depth of understanding Adin. Ve'ein Adam Yodeh Ma Belibo Shechaver, you can't understand what's in a person's heart or mind. Ve'ein Adam Yodeh B'ma Mistaker, a person that will never know how he'll be successful. U'malchus Beis David, Masai Tachzer, when Malchus Beis David, in other words, Mashiach, when he'll come. U'malchus Chayeves, Masai Tichla, and when a bad kingdom, when Rome, when the Bnei Esav, will, their kingdom will cease to exist. So those seven things, man will never know. You'll never be able to figure these things out. So Gemara then says in a similar fashion, Tani Rabbanan Shlosha Dvarim Alu B'Machshava Libaros. There are three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create, and he did. V'imlo Alu, and if he didn't, Dinhu Shoyalu, he should have, and I mean he would have anyways, he had to have for man to function. What are the three things that if he didn't create it, he would have to have created later on? Al Hamesh Shiasriach, that the mace should, when a mace dies, that it decomposes. Why? What's the significance of that? So Rashi points out here that Shiasriach, Shim Lo Kain, if the body doesn't decompose, so Hakrovim Hayumatsnidos, so the relatives would hold on to the body, maybe put it in a glass case or something. The Rowan as Tsaran coming to the family, they'd always go visit their lost relative and then cry about it all the time. So sometimes it's important to just move on and bury it, and it decomposes, and that's it. That's one important thing. Number two, the Gemara says, "Val mace sheyishtakech min alev." That even if you can't see the mace, but you have to forget about it. Not for forget about it entirely, but you have to move on with life sometimes, mentally, psychologically. So that also is important, that people ultimately forget about the loved ones who've passed on. And thirdly, "Val tfua shetirkov." That grains have to rot and go bad. What's the significance of that? So Rashi points out, "Val tfua shetirkov." That grains eventually have to spoil and go bad and expire. Shimlokin, if they don't. Hayubali abatim matzin oso. The farmers would just store them for themselves. Umevian raven liolam. Right, a farmer has plenty of corn and wheat. They don't need to sell it. They could keep it. If it lasts forever, they're good to go. And I don't have a farm. I can't buy any food. So they force the farmers. The Kadosh Baruch Hu forced the farmers to have to sell. Otherwise, it's going to be a loss. So everybody has the grains and corn and whatever available to them. Otherwise, the economics wouldn't work out properly. And fourthly, others add a fourth in V'yeshomer ala matbea shiyatza, that there has to be some currency for people to work barter doesn't always work. Currency is an important factor of how economy will work properly. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us as follows. Makom Shenagu, going back onto the list of things that Makom Shenagu, so the Mishnah tells us now about Tisha B'Av. Makom Shenagu, those places that have a practice, Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osen. Makom Shenagu Shlo Lasos Malacha Ein Osen Bo. So different practices, whether people do Malacha on Tisha B'Av or not, so it all depends on the Minhag HaMakom. U'B'chol Makom, however, wherever a person is, a Taman Chacham B'Telem. A Taman Chacham should always take upon himself to not do malacha, even if he lives in a city where the practice is to do malacha. So the Mishnah then concludes, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Li'olam Yase Adam Asmo Talmud Chacham, a person should always consider himself a Talmud Chacham, at least with regard to this particular halacha, and not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, even though your city does do malacha on Tisha B'Av. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein Tainis Tzibor Bebavel El Tisha B'Av Bilvad. When it comes to Tainus Sibur, the only Tainus Sibur that we have is Tisha B'Av, Shiva Sabra Tamas, and the Sabra Tevis, and Shom Gedali. None of them are considered Tainus Siburs, but not only the ones that we know, but even there's no such thing as Tainus Sibur Lagabig Shamim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi points out here, Ein Tainus Sibur B'Bavel. Hove Ein Tzrichen L'Gshamim. Since in Babel they didn't need rain, they had plenty of water from the rivers flowing through, there's never a need for rain, fasting for rain. Im Gozen Al Davar Acher, if they do make a gzera on some other item, non-rain related, something else, I don't know, there could be a locust, there could be some other magefa, they make a gzera, im gozen al davar acher, ein chomer tainis tzibur nagba, lechol mibod yom, v'leser b'mlechas v'shar chomer ha'omur v'sham. They don't take the iser, know that the one of the chomers of a tainis tzibur, not our tainis tzibur, but the tainis tzibur is discussed in the Mishnayos of tainis, that when they fast for the rain, they already fast from erev, from mibod yom, like we do for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So that chomer wouldn't apply to any type of tainis tzibur in Babel. The only exception is Tisha B'Av. So the one chomer is the fasting from erev, the mibod yom. Number two is not doing melacha. It only exists by Tisha B'Av. This is the only one. The Gemara is going to get to that point later on about that, but good question. Right now we're saying it's only a minug. We'll see later on it might be an iser, but we conclude it's actually a minug. So then the Gemara says, Lememer, is this to suggest? The Savar Shmuel holds, Tisha B'Av Bein HaShemashah Shalom Aser. That's really true that Bein HaShemashah is Aser, because we just said that the Tisha B'Av has a din of a Tainus Tzibur. And we know by Tainus Tzibur, like the Mishnahs and Tainus tell us, that you already can eat from Mibod Yom, which includes Bein HaShemashah. But V'Hamar Shmuel, don't we have another statement in the name of Shmuel that he holds, Tisha B'Av Bein HaShemashah Shalom is actually Mutter. So what's the din by Bein HaShemashah, by Mibod Yom, for Tisha B'Av? If you're going to tell me Kesavah Shmuel in general that Kol Tainus Tzibur Bein HaShemashah Shalom Mutter, that he really holds every Tainus Tzibur Bein HaShemashah is Aser. When we say Mibod Yom, maybe Mibod Yom means from Tseis, but from Bein HaShemashah, from Shkia, maybe that's actually Mutter, Bein B'Tisha B'Av, Bein B'Tainus Tzibur. But that can't be true. V'Hadan San, don't we have a Mishnah Maseches Tainus? Ochlin V'Shosin Mibod Yom, you're allowed to eat and drink on a Tainus Tzibur, the Erev of a Tainus Tzibur, up until Mibod Yom. The mute my la, the mute Bein HaShemashah, that Bein HaShemashah you can't eat and drink anymore. So if it's really true, Tisha B'Av is Aser, it's a din of Tainus Tzibur, you shouldn't eat Bein HaShemashah with Tisha B'Av either. But how come he seems to indicate that you are allowed to eat on Bein HaShemashah by Tisha B'Av? And why he says, no, lo, the mute mishachashecha. When it says you're allowed to eat Mibod Yom of a Tainus Tzibur, that means you could eat up until mishachashecha, up until Tseis, that's when it's allowed. But Chashecha it's Aser, that would be equal to the din Tisha B'Av, where you can eat Bein HaShemashah, but you can't eat Misha Chashecha. So Gemara says, name of Mesela, let's say, this supports, that Ein Bein Tisha B'Av, Liyom HaKippurim, Ela Shezeh Sveiko Aser, Vezeh Sveiko Mutter. Let's say, this supports the following statement. What's the only difference between Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur? The din of Safek. That Safek Yom Kippur is Aser, Safek Tisha B'Av is Mutter. What's Safek? My Sveiko, Mutter, Lav Bein HaShemashah. That Safek by Yom Kippur is Aser, Bein HaShemashah by Yom Kippur is Aser, Bein HaShemashah by Tisha B'Av is Mutter, so now everything works out well. So Bein HaShemashah is a Mutter by Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShemashah is a Mutter by Tainus Tzibur, and the two of them are equal. It's only Bein HaShemashah by Yom Kippur that's actually going to be Aser. And Gemara says, lo, not true. That's not the suffix that the Gemara is referring to in terms of Bein HaShemashah. Bein HaShemashah is an Aser, Bein by Yom Kippur, Bein by Tisha B'Av. What's the Sveiko that's a Mutter by Tisha B'Av? Kidamar Rav Sheshe Bered Rav Idi Lekfir De Yircha Hachanam Lekfir Yircha. What does it mean Kfir De Yircha? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi said Lekfir De Yircha around halfway down the page here. Lekfir De Yircha Lasa Shnei Yavim to make 2 days. Kimisaf Galon Im Avru Bezin Chodesh Avar Alo. In other words, by Yom Kippur, the Gemara is implying you should keep 2 days of Yom Kippur because Sveika De Yoma, but Tisha B'Av you should only keep 1 day. That's the Sveika is Aser by Yom Kippur. The Sveiko is Mutter by Tisha B'Av, but nothing to do with Bein HaShemashah at all. Now that's a big chiddush. Tosfos points out here There are a few Tosfos actually to look at here. Let's first look at Tosfos L'Kriya D'Yircha, and we'll go to the one before that afterwards. L'Kriya D'Yircha, Tosfos writes, Ein, actually we'll just do this Tosfos. Ein Lefarish Kigon B'nei Bavel, Shein Yodin Masai Hukval L'Chodesh Be'eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean the people living in Bavel, that they didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, when Rosh Hashanah was, that they keep 2 days. Shayut Shrichin L'Asos Yom Kippur Shayam. The Behedya Amar Besof Perakamad the Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mefurish Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Rosh Hashanah. She Einos in Ela Yom Echad. You only make 1 day of Yom Kippur. So who's making that? Rather, yeah, who's making 2 days of Yom Kippur? Ela Hachay Perusha Sveiko Aser. The Sveiko Aser in Mistapek Afilu Beretz Yisrael Masai Hukva Chodesh. The person is in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't know when the Chodesh is, when the Rosh Hashanah was. Could go in Shemahalach by Midbar. He's in the Midbar, completely separated from society. That's the one person Osen Beis Yom. He has to make 2 days. Kedin kol sveikos deraisa dazli in the chumra, but a guy in Bavel, he doesn't have to keep it. So unclear exactly what the difference is. It's a bit of a strange tosos here because the way we assume that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Rava actually kept 2 days of Yom Kippur. He did this, and the Gemara asks why did he do this, and the Gemara explains different things. But lemaisa we hold it's a sakana. A person does not keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. The minhag is not to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. But it sounds like Mikra did. Maybe one should have to. But I don't know the difference why they would be allowed to in the Midbar versus Bavel that they wouldn't be allowed to. In the end of the day, it's a sakana no matter how you slice it, even though they don't know. Now, if it's because they don't know, so just like in the Midbar they didn't know, so to B'nai Bavel they didn't know either. If it was too far away for them to hear back from the Shluchim, they shouldn't know either. So I'm not exactly sure the Svar here, but that's the Chiluk Tosfos felt, that in B'nai Bavel they would only keep 1 day, but in the Midbar they would keep 2 days because it's Mamash Isafik, Safik Daraisim. Now the Gemara Tosfos actually goes on to ask another question. Tosfos says Hiksha. It sounds like the only difference between Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is Lagabe Kriya D'Yircha, whether you have to keep 2 days or 1 day. But Halachal D'Ram, everything else, Shavin, they're actually equal. V'Hayom HaKippurim Tosefta Aser, V'Tisha B'Av Tosefta Mutter. But we know there's a mitzvah derayis of Tosefta Yom HaKippurim. We add on a little bit more to add on the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. We don't add on to Tosefta Tisha B'Av, so that's another difference. Why wasn't that difference mentioned in the Gemara? They're only talking about that which is shaykh to the fasting. But anything that's in addition to the fasting, a tosefet, that wasn't on the radar, but in Echanami, there is only tosefet Yom Kippurim, there is no tosefet Tishvav. There is actually an interesting shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perish Mishnah, so at the very end of Masechus Tainus, he says there's actually tosefet Tishvav. Such a thing, tosefet Tishvav exists. Now, we don't assume this way, but he writes there's Tosefes Tishrav. What's that based on? But just a little lum, that's just for a second here. There's a, when it comes to Yom Kippur is a tzom. We don't fast Yom Kippur because of Avelis. It's a tzom, it's a Yom Tainus, as opposed to Shavas Bar Thomas, for example, is a type of Avelis. There's always a tzom versus Avelis. These two different concepts. The Brisker talks about the Nafkamines in terms of bathing, the certain halachas of fasting, where you could wash your hands versus Avelis. Avelis and tzom are different. So Tishrav is a combination of Avelis and a tzom. In the morning, it's Avelis. That's why we sit on the floor. We don't wear shoes the whole time. But we don't wear tefillin. Tefillin and sitting on the floor implies that there's Avelis in the morning. The afternoon of Tisha B'Av actually turns into a tzom. It becomes a fast day where you could sit up, we could put tefillin on, but it becomes just a fast day. It becomes a Yom Kippur. So it seems from the Rambam, the fact that he assumes that there's Tosefes, it's not Tosefes of the Avelis. Tosefes of the tzom. And since Yom Kippur is a tzom, it's Tosefes by the tzom, he extends it over to Tisha B'Av, which also was its own. The Rambam has this unique sheet that where he holds there's no Tosefes Shabbos. He doesn't write Tosefes Shabbos anywhere. He only writes there's Tosefes Yom Kippurim and Tosefes Tishvav in the Mishnayos. So he sees that the Tosefes has nothing to do with Kedushas, the Kedusha of Shabbos has to do with a Tosefes Tzom of some sort. But
the next morning is still a din of
correct. There's still an extension of yes and no, because it's a little bit, it's unique to Beis HaMikdash because eating of meat is not a din of Avelis. It's a din of Beis HaMikdash of Avelis. But it's a good point. There's something that's still lingering, even the Avelis aspect, even afterwards. So it's somehow like it jumps over the Yom Tzom, but very good point. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Let's finish the Gemara. The Gemara says that Darish Rava Darshind Ubros Umenikos Misanos Mashlimos Bo. A woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, should fast a full day of Tisha B'Av, Kederach Shemisanos Umeshlimos B'Yom HaKippurim, just like she would on a Yom Kippur. Even though one's their eyes, one's their bottom, it takes on all the various chumers of Yom Kippur. Ubein HaShmasha Shelo Aser, and so too Ben HaShmasha. Already from Shkia, they're both Aser to eat, and the Malacha is Aser. V'chein Amru Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So Gemara says, Amir Amar Yochanan Hachi, does it really say this? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av Eino K'tainis Tzibor, that's not K'tainis Tzibor. My love, L'Ben HaShmashos, does it not imply that Ben HaShmashos by Tisha B'Av is actually Mutter, not Aser? So, lo, L'Mlacha is referring to Mlacha. Lagabi banish mashos, both Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur Asr. Lagabi Mlacha, only Mlacha by Yom Kippur is Asr, but Mlacha by Tisha B'Av is actually Mutter. So Gemara says, Mlacha Tanina, we already know from the Mishnah the din of Mlacha by Tisha B'Av. We don't need to have another statement here from Rabbi Yochanan. The Tanina, Makom Shinagu Lasos Mlacha by Tisha B'Av Osen. Makom Shinagu Shelo Lasos Ein Osen. So, Vafilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo Amr Ella Dechi Yasiv, Velo Avid, Lo Machzakira. And even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, everybody should be a Talmud Chacham and not do Mlacha on Tisha B'Av. It only means when a guy just sits and does nothing, so it doesn't, and doesn't look like Yura. Of a Mesa Lasser, he just advised one to sit around and do nothing. But he didn't say it's Asr to do Malacha. So what does that mean? Legabi Malacha. So Ella, my Eina, what it means is not Ketanis Tzibur. The Tishrav isn't like Ketanis Tzibur. It means Litfilas Ni'ila. That Legabe Yom Kippur and Ketanis Tzibur, when it came to fasting for the rain, there was actually a Ni'ila that they would say in Ketanis Tzibur. But there is no Ni'ila by Tishrav. So when it says that Tishrav is Eino Ketanis Tzibur in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't referring to Benish Mashos, nor was it referring to Mlacha, rather it was referring to not saying Ni'ila on Tishrav. So Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yochanan say this? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan halavai shis pal adam v'holech kol yom kulo. Rabbi Yochanan says a person should be able to daven all day long, even Ni'ila. So why did Rabbi Yochanan so again saying Ni'ila on Tisha B'Av if he thinks that ideally a person should daven every single second of the day? So Gemara says, no, there's a clear distinction. Hasam chova hachorshus. When the Gemara says there's no Ni'ila on Tisha B'Av, it means there's no chiv Ni'ila. But if Rishus, a guy could certainly daven all day long if he wanted to, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we just don't say there's no obligation to do so. Now, Tosas points out here, the Baam Tosas, he says, it's a very strange application, because Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, halavai adam sheis pal kol yom, Tosas says, it's only in the case of a suffix. If you weren't sure if you daven or didn't daven, you can always make up the davening. But it doesn't say that a person should l'chachila daven all day long, it's only if a guy's a bit mistopic. So what Tosas says is that, since Rabbi Yochanan has such a concept that a suffix could daven all day long to fix his suffix, and we also know that a tiny seabor, you could daven by Ni'ila by Ni'ila. So actually, look at Tosas inside. We'll read it together. He says it much better than I say it. Look at halfway down Tosas. I'll just give the answer. He eight lines up or so. Mikomakom parach shapir. It's still a good question. Even though Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a suffix case, that person could daven all day long, it's still a good question. Kevin Rabbi Yochanan al hasafik mechayv lispalo im kein betish bav. The dami latinus sibor become advarm, that they're equal in many ways. Ubatinus sibor ika tfias nila. So betishabav nami is probably should also daven since it's like a tinus sibor. And if Yochanan also holds in general, by a suffix case you could daven all day long, maybe Taki should daven nila tishabav, which Gemara says you can if you want it, it's rishus, but not a chova. So then the Gemara says, finally, Ibai Seima, maybe another reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny Tzibur, maybe Ibai Seima, my Eino Ketanis Tzibur, Le'esim V'Arba. By the tiny Tzibur, the Mishnayos and Tainus tell us that you say 24 brachas on a tinus. That would not be said, and it is not said, on Tisha B'Av. And the final suggestion of what it means Tisha B'Av is not like tiny Tzibur is a Papa. Papa Amar, my Eino Ketanis Tzibur, Eino Kirishonos Elo Kachronos V'Asur. It's actually the opposite here. It's not like the earlier ones. In Tainus, Maseches Tainus, as their progression of more fasting for the lack of rain, the severity of the fast get worse and worse and more and more. So we're saying Tisha B'Av, it's not like the earlier Tainus Tzibors, which are very relaxed types of Tainios. Rather, they're like the Achronos, the later ones, where they're more severe. What that meant was the earlier types of fasts, you were allowed to eat Mibod Yom. You could eat Banish Mashos. But the later ones, you already have to stop eating Banish Mashos. So Tisha B'Av is like a more severe, it wasn't like a Tainus Tzibur Rishonos that were more makel, but it's rather like the more severe ones, which are the Achronos, which is also already Banish Mashos. So these are four different pshatim, what it means that Tisha B'Av is Eino Ketainus Tzibur. So Gemara asks a question, Meisivei, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av, Liyom HaKippurim, Elish Zesveiko, Asver Zesveiko Mutter, Mai Sveiko Mutter, La Banish Mashos Shalo. Is this not implying that the Banish Mashos of Tisha B'Av is actually mutter to eat? And it's only Asr once Seis kicks in? So Amar Rav Sheisha, B'Rei D'Rav Idi, Lo, L'Kfir D'Yarcha. The Sveika discussed here, like we said above, is referring to the Sveika, that Shnei Yamim Tovim of Yom Kippur is Asr, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is mutter. So Gemara says, Halachol Dvarim, Zev Zashavim, implies everything else, outside of 2 days, everything else is equal, Bein B'Tisha B'Av, Bein B'Yom HaKippurim. So this is Messiah L'Rabbi Elazar, Damar Rabbi Elazar, Aser Lo La'adam, Sheyoshit Etzbo B'mayim B'Tisha B'Av. A person cannot stick his finger in water on Tisha B'Av, Kederach She'aser Lo'oshit Etzbo B'Yom HaKippur, and just like he can't stick his finger in water Yom Kippur. So that's a halacha, that's the same, but Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Not for now, as I alluded to this before, there is a stira, different gemaras, but hot water and cold water, the guy with Tisha B'Av. And the Brishkrav points out that there are two dinim of Tisha B'Av, like I said, one's Midin Avelis, one's Midin Tzom. So then the Gemara says, and the last question we'll finish with this, that Meisivei, Ain bein Tisha B'av l'tainis tzibur el shezeh aser basiyas melacha b'zeh moter basiyas melacha. So that Tisha B'av, it's moter to do melacha, and Yom Kippur it's aser to do melacha. But malkum shenagu, but if it's a place where the nagu to have the practice not to do melacha of Tisha B'av like we saw above, so then halachol devarim zeh v'zeh sham. That means everything else is equal. Every other din outside of melacha would be moter, would be the same rather. Vilu gavi tainis tzibur tanya. When it says the gabei tainis tzibur, kishra amru asa berchitza lo amru ela kogufo about panav yadav viraglav lo. When it comes to tainis tzibur, you can't bathe your entire body, but you could wash the face, you could wash your hands, you could wash your legs here. So shouldn't that be another difference here? So we see from here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says ain bein tainis tzibur latishibav. Says Rashi in the bottom here. One second. That kasaka daitach bein lahaka bein lahatir lahachmir. So if Tanya's Tibor, you can wash your Panav Yadav Viraglav, we think Tisha B'Av also. It should be, you should be able to wash Panav Yadav Viraglav. But we just said before that it has the same din by Yom Kippur. So how do you classify Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur, that all types of washing is Aser? Or is Tisha B'Av like Tanya's Tibor, where you can wash Panav Yadav Viraglav? And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Papa points out, and we'll finish with this line here, the top of Daf Nunhei, Tana Kuli Kuli Katani. They only mentioned the Kulas, but they didn't mention the Chumras. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes in Daf Nunhei, Tana Kuli Kuli Nakat, Kohane Ein Bains, all the Ein Bains between Tana Sibur and Tisha B'Av, Chad Tanu Amrinu, it was one Tana who taught all them. The Kuli Kuli Nakat, they only spoke about the leniencies. Bereisha Tana Ein Bain Tisha B'Av, Kal, Miyama Kippurim, Lechachila, Ela Shezeh Sveiko. The only way Tisha B'Av is more lenient was Lagabe Tisha B'Av, the Sveiko is Mutter, and the Sveiko by Yom Kippur is Asa. The Seifa, the end of the Brisa that taught, Tana Ein Tisha B'Av, Ka Metanis Sibur Ela Lenin Mlacha, that it's only lenient Lagabe Mlacha. However, the Chumri, the Chamer Tisha B'Av, Metanis Sibur Lo Airi. But in Lagabe, that which Tisha B'Av is more stringent than the fast is, that wasn't mentioned, that was on the radar. Hacha today they mina zevizet shavim to say that they're both equal. Will the olam in rechita Tisha B'Av chamer. So we're discussing here the difference between Tisha B'Av and Tainis Tzibur. It was only gabe certain kula. Tisha B'Av is more makel. Lagabe one example we said the Tainis Tzibur has 24 brachas and Tisha B'Av does not have 24 brachas. Or we said that the Tainis Tzibur has an ila. Tisha B'Av doesn't have an ila. We only spoke about the kulas of Tisha B'Av. But in Echanami, there are also chumras that Tisha B'Av has over Tainis Tzibur, and one example is rechitza. So although Tainis Tzibur, rechitza, panayad the raglav is mutter, rechitza's Tisha B'Av is actually usher, like that of Yom Kippur. A little bit of a tricky Gemara. Let's just recap quickly. We start off with the Gemara talking about the bracha of the Eish on Motzei Yom Kippur, that the Motzei Yom Kippur, Eish is a new fire, as opposed from, rather, Motzei Shabbos is a new fire, but the Eish for Yom Kippur is a fire that was already lit from before Yom Kippur started. Then we discussed about being saying it right away, or being Mesadr al Kos. Then we discussed the different things created Erev Shabbos, the whole list of things, B'Hashmashos. That was seven things created before the world was created, that when exactly the Or of Gehenna was created, was it the second day of the week, we ended up concluding. And then about the Pered, where Pered was Machshava to create before Shabbos, wasn't created until Matzei Shabbos. And then that maybe Anna was one who created the Pered because she herself was a Psul. And then we again recap the 10 things created Erev Shabbos. We add onto the list the stick of Aaron and Mazikin and the Beged of Adam Arishom. And the Gemara tells in Nindad and Base further that there are seven things that a person will never know. When you list the things that he'll never know when he'll die and things of that sort. Three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu, had he not created, he had to have created, otherwise we couldn't exist. We couldn't about a Meis Yasriach and so on. Then the mission about the Malkum Shenagu in terms of working on Tisha B'Av, and then the differences between Tisha B'Av and Tainis Tzibur, and the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, in particular we're talking about Bein HaShemashos, but other differences as well. And finally, at the bottom, we spoke about Rechitza on Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and of a Tainis Tzibur. Everyone have a good Chodesh.